This is the story of a man called Ichabod Crane and what happened to him one dark, dark night long ago in a place called Sleepy Hollow, one of the quietest places in the whole world. The only sounds ever heard in Sleepy Hollow were the whistle of a quail, the tapping of a woodpecker, and once in a while, when the boy went there shooting rabbits, the echo of his gun. But not many boys would dare to go to Sleepy Hollow. The people for miles around all believed that it was haunted. And at night, when the wind blew through the trees, witches wandered there, and spirits, and ghosts. Now, not far from Sleepy Hollow was a schoolhouse, and the schoolmaster's name was Ichabod Crane. He was skinny as a scarecrow, tall as a ladder, and he had a nose that came to a point like an ice cream cone. He was very, very strict. He enjoyed keeping the children after school on sunny days, and he liked nothing better than to rap someone across the knuckles with a hickory stick when they didn't know their lessons.
Ichabod Crane was long and lean. He looked just like a big string bean. He was tall as a ladder, skinny as a flea, but he thought he was handsome as can be. Ichabod Crane, he taught in school. He had one simple teaching rule. He whacked all the children with a hickory stick if they didn't learn their lessons quick. Ichabod loved Ichabod. He loved himself, you bet. He thought he was the nicest man that he had ever met. Ichabod Crane had just one fright. He'd meet a ghost some dark black night. That may seem like a lot of silliness to you,
but one night all his wildest fears came true.
Silliness to you, but one night all his wildest fears came true.
Ichabod Crane knew a lot about many things, but the things that he knew the most about were witches and spirits and ghosts. Everyone loved to listen to Ichabod Crane's strange stories. What nobody knew was that Ichabod Crane believed the stories himself, and they frightened him. And the story that frightened him most of all was the story of the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow. You see, many years ago, near where the schoolhouse stood, two armies had had a battle, and in this battle, a soldier had his head blown off by a cannonball. Well, the story went that on the darkest, gloomiest nights, the soldier's headless ghost, wearing a long red cape, galloped on his black horse through Sleepy Hollow, looking for his head.
Headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow rides through the midnight gloom. If you listen, you can hear his horse's footsteps loud and clear. Horseman of sleep.
Sleepy Hollow rides on a big black horse. He is dressed in a cape of flaming red. He's looking for his head. The headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow goes like the very wind. Riding, riding through the night, he disappears when it grows light. The headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow travels the countryside, past the graveyard and the stream, while all the people sleep and dream. Headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow never will lie in peace till he finds what he's looking for.
His head blown off with the cannon's roar.
Everyone thought that Ichabod Crane was the smartest man in the whole countryside. And all the mothers begged Ichabod to marry their daughters, and the fathers begged him too, and so did the daughters. But Ichabod said no. He had a wife already picked out. Her name was Katrina Van Tassel. She was as plump and pretty as a pink cupcake. But what was much more important to Ichabod was her father's farm. It was the biggest, richest farm that he had ever seen. And he knew that if he married Katrina Van Tassel, someday it would all be his.
Katrina Van Tassel's father's farm is a very great delight, especially for a person with a hearty appetite. There are pigs for ham and bacon, there are pigs for crown of pork, there are pigs for making sausage, so just bring a knife and fork. There are cows for milk and butter, there are cows for cream and cheese, there are cows for steak and roast beef, so just bring your napkin please. Katrina Van Tassel's father's farm is a very super treat, especially for a person who likes to eat and eat. For eating leg of lamb, there are lambs for making stew, there are lambs for chops and shoulder, but if lamb is not for you, there are chickens there for frying, there are chickens there for eggs, there are chickens there for roasting, there are chickens there for legs. Katrina Van Tassel's father's farm, where you eat until you hurt. There are lots of other things to eat when you're ready for dessert, when you're ready for dessert, when you're ready for dessert, when you're ready for dessert.
Ichabod Crane had many rivals for Katrina's hand in marriage. Why, one Valentine's Day, she got 42 boxes of candy and 78 bouquets. But Katrina Van Tassel turned up her pretty little nose at most of the boys. She only liked the skinny schoolmaster and one other, handsome Brom Bone. Brom Bones could tame the wildest horses, swim the swiftest rivers, and chop down the tallest pine trees in the forest with one hand in his pocket. Brom Bones was a blacksmith, and every day when the children got out of school, they would go to watch Brom Bones making horseshoes. The children loved Brom Bones, and he loved children. He wanted to marry Katrina and have 10 of them. As for her father's farm, why, he never even gave it a thought. And Katrina Van Tassel couldn't make up her mind which one she liked the best, the clever Ichabod Crane or the kind Brom Bones. So, one dark, gloomy Halloween night, there was a party at the Van Tassel farm. There was music and singing and dancing and plenty to eat and drink, and everyone said that they had never been to a more wonderful Halloween party in their lives.
We're having a party.
party on Halloween, the finest party we've ever seen, with barrels of cider and apples, of course, and piles of donuts as high as a horse.
We dance around 'cause we're having fun. Let's do a square dance, everyone.
Grab your partner, do-si-do, circle around and away we go.
Now clap your hands and form a ring. Now begin your reel in the very next thing. Folks, here's a dance that you all know. Come on, in jig time now, let's go.
We're having a party on Halloween,
the finest party we've ever seen, with barrels of cider and apples a ton, and barrels of fun, fun, fun. Barrels and barrels of fun, fun, fun. Barrels and barrels of fun, fun, fun. Barrels and barrels of fun, fun, fun.
Ichabod Crane wandered among the guests, thinking to himself, someday soon I'll marry Katrina, and all this will be mine. Soon I'll never have to teach those nasty little brats again. Late in the evening, when the dancing was over, and the women were cleaning up the remains of the doughnuts and cider, the men gathered round the fireplace, lit their pipes, and began to tell the ghost stories of which they were all so fond. And just before they went home, they called on Ichabod, who told the story of the headless horseman of Sleepy Hollow, which was always the most frightening story of all. After saying good night to Katrina, Ichabod got on his old horse Gunpowder and plodded off towards home. It was midnight, the witching hour. Somewhere, far in the distance, a dog howled. The wind moaned across the high hills, and all the stories of ghosts and goblins that he had just heard began coming back into his mind. The night grew darker and darker, gloomier and gloomier. Ichabod had never felt so lonely in his life. He started to whistle to keep up his spirits. As he passed the great oak tree near the Sleepy Hollow Bridge, Ichabod began to feel better. Soon he'd be home. But suddenly, he heard a groan. His teeth chattered, but it was only some branches creaking together. As he approached the Sleepy Hollow Bridge, Ichabod's heart began to thump. Old Gunpowder started across the bridge. Slowly, very slowly, they were almost across the bridge, when there, right in the middle of the road before them, a huge black shape loomed up out of the night. Ichabod turned the horse and clattered back across the bridge. The huge black shape rode after him. Ichabod's heart was pounding, and he rode faster and faster and faster. But the huge black shape kept gaining. Ichabod looked behind him, and he saw, silhouetted against the moon, a horse and a rider. The horse was black. The rider wore a long red cape, and there on the saddle in front of him, he carried his head. Ichabod kicked old Gunpowder to make him go still faster, but it was no use. The headless horseman was right behind him now, and then next to him, riding right alongside. Ichabod turned just as the horseman lifted his head from the saddle, held it high in the air, and threw it straight at Ichabod, knocking him off old Gunpowder and into a ditch. The next day, when the children went to school, Ichabod wasn't there. He wasn't at his house either. He was nowhere to be found. The only remains of Ichabod were his horse, old Gunpowder, cropping the grass in the warm fall sunshine next to a ditch not far from the Sleepy Hollow Bridge. And at the bottom of the ditch were Ichabod's hat and the shattered remains of a pumpkin head. But Ichabod himself was never seen in those parts again. Everyone agreed that Ichabod had been carried off by ghosts. Almost everyone, that is. Brom Bones, who married the pretty Katrina a few months after Ichabod disappeared, just laughed when anyone told the story. He just threw back his head and he laughed and laughed.
What happened to Ichabod Crane? Where did the fellow go? What happened to Ichabod Crane? Who carried off Ichabod Crane? It wasn't ghosts, oh no. What happened to Ichabod Crane?
It was the headless horseman, one midnight dark and black, who frightened him away from here, and he's never coming back.
What happened to Ichabod Crane? I'll tell you how I know. What happened to Ichabod Crane?
It was the headless horseman, but I'm not scared, you see, because the headless horseman was really only me.
Who carried off Ichabod Crane? It wasn't ghosts, oh no.